Now, I seen when you got out, a dude, you took a picture with a guy who was a fan.
You know the illest thing about that?
What's that?
Is that that dude sent that picture to the team. That just goes to show you where the world is, man.
Wow.
That goes to show you where the world is. Like, I'm leaving out. Like, we getting outsourced together. Like, me and him are both, we the only dudes that are leaving the jail at that time. So we wait, we go, we end up having a conversation, you know, just on the way out the jailhouse. Oh, man, I'm a fan of yours. Let me take a pic. Let me take a pic. My girl's going to be here to pick me up. Let me take a pic. I'm like, cool. We take a pic together. The next day, I go to TMZ, and I see him. And it's like, oh, yeah, the guy that Rich Dollars got out of jail with. I'm like, yo, did this dude – it was my – his girl took the pic. It was just me, him, his girl, and my partner. How did that pic get to TMZ? That dude could not wait. That's, I'm telling you, that's the way the world
wow.
operates now. The dude that I got out of jail with sent the out pic to TMZ.
So, Richie, while you were inside, like, were people mm-hmm. all in your business? Like, what happened
oh
in
Yo, that was part of the problem. I had to tell him if I got to stay here another day, y'all got to move me to what's that stuff when you by yourself?
Isolation.
You got to move me to isolation because if I keep hearing these dudes yelling outside my cell, rapping and singing and cracking jokes like, yo, Dollars, I'm here, dog. The hottest thing in here, dog. And just start rapping. And I'm listening to these like, yo, I'm losing my mind. If I hear these dudes rap for 5 more minutes, I'm gonna hang myself.
Did you hear anybody though like this? You know what? When I get out, I might put them on.
You find a star in there?
You know what's crazy? For the first 15 minutes, I was like, let me see if I hear something. But when you hear 80 dudes yelling over top of one another, it's kind of impossible to hear any talent in that.
What did you eat while you were in there?
I didn't.
I was about to say, you better not eat none of that food.
I didn't. I was too upset to eat. Especially when you know, this is the thing about jail. If you know you're going down for 20 years, you can kind of, you know, not saying that that's easy, but you can put your mind to sure that you're going to be, that you're here. Like, you ain't going nowhere, so
right.
just be comfortable with it.
Yeah.
But when every single phone rings and every time you look at the clock and 5 minutes pass, and you're like, yo, why haven't these people come and got me yet? That's what drives you crazy is when you're sitting in there and it's like every time the phone rings, it's like, oh, that's me. Let me pack up this bunk. And it's like, Thompson.
who was your one phone call to?
My mom. That's easy. My mom.
Have you ever been arrested before, Richie?
Of course. I'm a black man in society.
Okay, you know what?
Yeah, that's what happens. That's you're born, you get arrested, and you die.
I'm not saying it is right or wrong. I'm just saying, you know. Let's think about the Sunday's arrest. There's a person in the car. The car's double parked. What normally happens, they get behind you, boop, 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 throw them sirens on and make you jump out and move.
Yeah.
They don't do all the extracurricular running the tags, then that get to the car, and it's like, whose car is this? It's my car, officer. Okay, let me see license registration. Like, why you need to see license registration for a non-moving violation? There's a person in the car with a license. Why didn't she just jump out and jump in the driver's seat and move it to a parking space? I don't know. Maybe they don't have nothing to do around here, and that's what it is.
I want to know one more thing. Were the cameras rolling? Did they, like, get wind of this and, like, come see you while you were at jail?
You know what
anything?
Happens is that this is it's sort of a residential neighborhood. So even when I spoke to TMZ, they was like, yo, Richie, I ain't even going to lie. We got at least 19 videos on this. Because I'm looking up in the windows, and everybody's in their window looking down with the video. And especially with the whole, you know, Ferguson and all that kind of stuff. This stuff, anytime the cops stop anybody, it's like, oh, let's see what's going to happen. So I don't even know if these people realized it was me until, you know, they put two and two together and was like, yeah, that's that guy. But I think it was more so just with the cameras out, let's see what's going on.
Right. Okay. And then messed around, and it was Rich Dollars.
And then messed around and struck up. Yep, somebody struck gold and was like, oh, let's get that $5,000 from TMZ real quick.
Oh, that's how much you get?
That's what I heard.
Wow.
I need to start filming.
For stuff that goes on the TV channel. And I don't know if it's stuff that goes on the blog. I think it's stuff that they post on the television show.
So now this is all behind you. And so now what's next?
You know, I got my liquor. 79 Gold is out right now. It's
actually
coming to Ohio.
We don't know anything about that because I'm supposed to get a bottle and I never got it. So,
as a matter of fact, when we get off, text me the address over there to the station. I'll send you some. It's the Caramel Vodka. It's doing very, very well. We got about 25 states so far in the first year. I'm about to lock in the Midwest now. We just got Chicago, Detroit, about to get Ohio soon. And we're looking good. It's looking really, really good. So the show comes back on December 15th. So we have that to look forward to, the liquor, the show. And then I have my book comes out at the top of the year. I Just Want You to Win, which is a how to succeed book of, in how to succeed in the music industry book.
Okay.
With the changes and, you know, social media and all that kind of stuff. So that comes out. That's three. And then a few other things coming up. I got some. Well, I don't know now with this whole fiasco that just happened this weekend, but I was doing some stuff with the kids at the HBCUs, trying to get them to open up and be a little bit more aware of what's going on in politics. But I don't know. This might taint that. So let's just hope for that one.
I think this actually can help you, honestly. I think that, you know, way you positioned it, because I think that if more men need to know that, because you're not the only person who's going to move from state to state. So now you can actually share this experience, and now someone else will know, hey, when I move, I need to make sure that I talk to and make sure this stuff doesn't happen
Definitely.
To me. So I think you actually, this is a position to kind of let men know, hey, yo, don't let this happen to you like it happened to me.
Because I ain't going to lie to you, fam. I'm paying child support, and you taught me something, because I didn't know that. I didn't know that if I move, I need to do ABCD before I move. If not, I can be in that same situation. So I got to say thank you for that. So like she said, you're right. She's right.
Oh, I think this could actually help you personally. You know, how many black men have kids and, you know, maybe
us.
Relocate?
Right.
I mean, so I think this is I hate to say it. I think this is a good thing that may actually help you in your career and help a lot of other people. So.
Well, let's hope, you know. So, I mean, that's some of the stuff I got going on. And it is what it is. Like I said, I take responsibility, and we're moving forward. So, like, I hope everybody keeps an open mind like you have and listen to the story. And it's like, oh, okay, well, stuff does happen.
Yeah.
And then here we go. We're moving on.
You know, hey, your mugshot, you were cute, though. Hey, Rich Dallas.
You know, I got a lot of, my God, you know what's the weird thing about this world is yesterday was Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
MCW, Man Crush Wednesday, it's supposed to be WCW, but yesterday was Richie Dallas's MCW. I must have got 50 of them things, people saying, yo, about that damn mugshot.
There you go.
That's crazy.
You know, it's a win without the win, Richie D. It's a win without the win.
Get you a fresh cup before you go to jail, man.
Thank you so much for checking in with us. Rich, you are a stand-up guy.
Y'all.
We'll talk to you soon. And
Thank
get
you,
that
Rich.
Liquor in our hands.
Yes,
Let's
we need
it. I'm doing it. It's on the way.
She's sending a text. And don't forget, not just her. Don't forget about me, player.
Nah, I got you a bottle. It's definitely coming in.